The new totals were released shortly after 11:30 a.m. Jonathan Kreis Tompkins has 4,123 votes, and Bill Thomas has 4,091. That puts Kreis Tompkins ahead by 32 votes, or 0.38%.
It's like I've just been hired for a job, essentially, by 17,000 people. And it's like the acceptance letter has been strung out one sentence at a time, or the offer has been strung out one sentence at a time. So it's been a series of false summits and anticlimaxes and climaxes within the anticlimaxes, and a lot of sort of emotional, I don't know. There is no sort of moment. And this isn't even the moment.
The election is within the margin for a recount. Division of Elections Director Gail Fanoumiai says Thomas has 5 days to request one after the race is certified. That is expected to happen on Friday. Performing the recount would take about a day. And even though the two candidates are only 32 votes apart, Kreis Tompkins says he feels confident in his margin.
At this point, I'm looking to hire staff. I'm looking to move into an office in Juneau. I'm starting to learn the nitty-gritty procedure of the legislature. I'm approaching the next 2 months as a legislator-elect.
Thomas was asked by radio station KHNS in Haines whether he would seek a recount.
I'm not going to say, because I want the suspense to lay there. That was such an a**hole. You know, he lied on so many things, and he was supposed to run a clean campaign, and he didn't, so I'm just going to wait.
He also did not hesitate to make his feelings known about the results of the election.
The district just, you know, committed Harry Carey, you know, and they just didn't realize what they had as far as seniority and leadership position.
Thomas was co-chair of the House Finance Committee, a fact he emphasized during the campaign. With the race too close to call in the days immediately after the election, House Republicans chose a new chairman but offered to save Thomas a seat. After Wednesday's final tally, he said he was disappointed in the tone of the campaign.
Very negative. This is worse than the most negative campaign I've ever run into.
Kreis Tompkins went on the offensive early in the campaign, attacking Thomas's votes in favor of tax incentives for oil companies. Thomas said he voted on the measure to advance it toward a compromise, not because it had his outright support. Thomas says he'll look to do some lobbying for the commercial fishing industry, but does not plan to run for the legislature again.
This is it. Why should I run again? I think the district wanted a change. They got it, and I'm not going to run back. I've lost all my positioning for finance, the co-chair, or the speaker, you know. They wanted, I'm not going to do it again.
The district includes the candidates' hometowns of Sitka and Haines, as well as Metlakatla, Craig, Hoona, Angoon, Cake, Klukwan, Port Alexander, Pelican, Elfin Cove, Kluwak, Kasan, and Heidelberg. With reporting from Margaret Friedenauer at KHNS in Haines, this is Ed Ronco in Sitka.